It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. My earliest memory of speckum, bitterroot, was when I was 12, on a warm spring day in Qadlanitwet, Camas Prairie, where I sat with a group of elderly Salish women visiting and cleaning the skin off the roots of the bitterroot plants. The women never left any inner pink skin on the root. It was always cleaned white. They would pop out the heart of the speck, the bitterroot, and set it in a pile of peelings that were to be reburied. It was a smooth technique achieved by digging their nails into the skin just deep enough that the peel would gracefully slip off the roots. While we cleaned the roots, I listened to them reminisce on old stories told with our Indian humor. The day was full of laughter and joy connecting to our culture. Bitterroot, Luisa rediviva, appears in the spring on the sagebrush slopes and dry grasslands. After the buds appear, the leaves dry up and the flowers bloom, usually in May and June. The flowers range from almost white to dark pink and are up to 2 inches across. The bitterroot was named the Montana State Flower in 1895. Meriwether Lewis was the first European to document the bitterroot in the spring of 1806 in Lolo, Montana, near the confluence of Lolo Creek and the Bitterroot River. The speckum bitterroot is one of the staple foods of the Salish. An old Salish creation story tells of the speckum that came from the tears of an elderly woman that was gifted by the spirit bird that saved the people from starvation. The month of May was called speckum spqni, bitterroot month. When the spring high waters appear, the bitterroot returns. The Salish women were the caretakers of the speckum. A woman was selected to keep watch of the speckum, to know when it was ready to be harvested. Once the speckum was ready, she would notify the chief. The camp crier would let the entire camp know that there would be the speckum feast the following day to honor the speckum. The leftover speckum from the previous year was prepared and cooked with other foods. At the first dig of the year, the women chose the speckum to be blessed. The chief or an elder, Isha Cha'um Chut Speckum, would pray over the bitterroot. A female was selected and asked to dig the blessed root. Afterwards, everyone could begin digging the roots. The elderly women would sit around and they would clean the roots. A petza root digger is used to dig near the speckum to loosen the soil. The petza is traditionally made out of a stick that is slightly bowed on each side with sharpened ends. The handle is a piece of an elk antler with a hole in the center that fits on the ends of the stick. If one side of the petza becomes dull, then the elk antler could be relocated to the other end. Some people would carve designs in the elk handle, which was an heirloom passed down to the women in the family. After digging up the speckum, the Salish peeled and dried it for the winter and would cook it in various ways. It could be cooked with either slak, sarvis berries, or stashalk, huckleberries, or the roots could be steamed on small twigs above boiling water. Speckum was also cooked with broth and meat, and the schwedlitwet, blue camas, was a natural sweetener. In contemporary times, sugar is used for sweetening the speckum. During the speckum feast, a few speakers were asked to give blessings. Many asked for blessings for a prosperous year and thanked the Spekum for coming back to the people. When I see the Spekum blooming on the Chilcheum in the prairie, each spring I too am grateful that the Spekum has come back to us. For field notes, I'm Aspen Decker, a member of the Confederated Sedish and Kootenai tribes. Field notes are brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at montananaturalist.org.